Chapter 5. For freedom did Christ set us free. Therefore, stand fast and do not get entangled again in a yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say to you, if you received circumcision, Christ will profit you nothing. Yes, I testify again to every one that receives circumcision that he is a debtor to do the whole law. You are severed from Christ if you would be justified by the law. You are fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion came not from him that called you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in the Lord that you will take no other view than mine, and the one who is troubling you will bear the penalty, whoever he is. But I, brothers, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then has the stumbling block of the cross been done away? I would that they that unsettle you should go even beyond circumcision and emasculate themselves. The fruits of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. For you, brothers, were called to freedom. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in this: you shall love your neighbour as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall not fulfil the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these are contrary to each other. You may not do the things you would like to, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, uncleanness, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousies, wraths, factions, divisions, parties, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I forewarn you now, even as I previously forewarned you, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lusts of it. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in step with the Spirit. Let us not become vainglorious, provoking one another, envying one another.